little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, we're back after a brief hiatus, but we're tired.
Because my thumbs has a six packs now, man. Playing Zelda, fucking Super Nintendo, really?
Oh, and then like we finally saw that 5-minute speed run through A Link to the Past.
Yeah,
folks, look it up on YouTube. Type in Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. Speed run, 5 minutes.
And it does
all glitch.
And it does take 5 minutes.
And our friend Casey Corrigan showed us how to do it.
Woo! Yeah.
And I've done like 10 times in a row already.
Just so you never forget, right?
I know. It's really cool. It's worth it.
Oh yeah. But reason why we didn't record last week is because this past Saturday was of course Extra Life 2013. So
it was held at
San Diego Fighting Game Club.
Salt Mines.
Well, we did half of ours beforehand and the rest of our half there. But still, it was a great time.
A lot of funny shenanigans over there.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go back over there again next year.
Oh, yeah. After you guys left, I came back after using the restroom and they're on my console playing Bankshot Billiards. They were on the same exact table for an hour trying to figure out how to get it in, get the one shot. And the guy just was like, "No, you gotta do it this way." No, I'll do it this way. He kept doing the same shot over and over again.
Hey, man, after you're playing video games for enough time, you kind of start tripping balls.
Oh, man, it was hilarious.
I'm just saying. But still, it was fantastic. It's always fun. It's entertaining.
We raised pretty good money off of it.
Raised a good amount of money off of it.
Yeah.
Then told, you know, between, you know, Team Two Shots of Geek and San Diego Fighting Club, we did over $1,000, so that's pretty freaking fantastic.
Yes.
So thank you to everyone who supported us. I didn't get
we gotta thank you for the people that donated the raffles, who also participated in the raffles.
Absolutely.
But also for the people that paid, who did donate to watch us play like on stream. Like myself and W.L. Gerald played Marvelous Capcom 2 on stream. That was a whole lot of fun. I haven't played with him in a long time, so shout out to Gerald. Thanks, bud. Memories.
Yeah, playing Marvel 2 that day. Played some Vampire Savior.
first to 10 on CBS 2 with Casey.
Nice.
I played with him for. I played with Uncle Matt, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, Matt.
Yeah, he's good. I forgot. So the final score was 7-1.
Matt body?
No, me, the Matt.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I did 7-1.
Because he's good. Because I played him at
Oh, he's good.
We played on that Super Dojo when we went there for the 5v5, San Diego vs. LA.
Yeah.
That was a horrible match. Yeah.
He's good, but I had already gotten warmed up, so I'm good at CBS too. Real good.
Oh, yeah. You warmed up on me and then on him. Old times.
Get that whole Yamasaki thing going.
Woo!
I have so much fun playing that game. I can't wait for them to re-release it. They better re-release it, god damn it.
Pause it, Wayne.
Better not freaking mess up the audio there, buddy. Freaking kill you.
Actually, his sound is off. Good.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was a heck of a lot of fun. We're glad to have done it. Current total the whole overall Extra Life total, I think, was $3.8 million.
Yep, $3.8 million
for everybody who played. And in San Diego, so far, it's a little bit over 21,000.
That's a wonderful thing.
Last year, it was a little bit over 15,000.
So every year keeps on growing. You need to make it grow more next year.
Yep. Keep raising more money for those wonderful kids who deserve another chance.
And hopefully we can do it again at Salt Mines next year.
Definitely looking forward to doing it again.
Full shenanigans over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it was a great time. So, we just told you, mostly we've been playing.
What did we play at?
Well, let's see.
Extra Life.
More like, what didn't we play?
you know what I played a lot of? Marvel Puzzle Quest. God damn it.
Give my damn phone. Move. Shut up. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me, man. I played more than you do.
You crackhead.
It's like, oh, man, I got more crystal. I got more crystal. That sounds horrible, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it's crystals.
It's crystals. I guess I should say crystals, not crystal.
Don't judge us, please.
Don't judge us, please.
Yeah.
Fidel and I are
shut up.
They're playing it like right now. Stop attacking me. Anyway, so we both played a lot of that. I played some Batman Arkham Origins. I played some Grand Theft Auto 5. I played some Marvel Capcom 3 before I left the house. I played what else? Gosh, some Persona. I play a lot of games. A lot. I can't think of anything else. Why can't, man? I'm drawing a blank here. And I think that's pretty much it. I already mentioned everything else that we played. Oh, freaking Metal Slug 3 with Wayne.
Oh. I remember that.
My freaking finger was so tired.
No. The reason why his finger was so tired was I told him to use my arcade stick. And this moron, George, forgot that there was a turbo button on the arcade stick.
Oh.
So I did it the old school way, just like tapping the button as hard as I could. And, well, that was a bit of a hard endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Idiot.
Yeah, I know.
That was fun.
Damn it. It was still fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
Metal Slug is freaking awesome. And then, like, I was talking to Wayne, like, man, could you imagine putting quarters in that stupid machine? I would have, like, I think, like, from what I, how many continues I used, I would have had to spend about $12. If it was a quarter per game, if not, it would have been about $24. Wayne would have spent a lot more than that. Wayne did not play that well. You didn't. You can't tell me I'm lying.
Hey, you know, I'm never claimed to be super good at that game, so.
Yeah. So what else did you play?
I'm trying to think what else I played that wasn't a freaking fighting game.
Marble Puzzles.
Marble Puzzles, yeah, a lot of Marble Puzzles. I'm playing it right now. what else? Ooh. I played what's it called? What, Wayne?
I'm just looking at what I played.
Oh. Well, the problem is a lot of mine was on my phone. I also played Shin Megami Tensei and Pokemon before I went to Salt Mines.
Uh-huh.
So that's not going to be on my Raptor, obviously, because it's not connected. Gosh. I think that might have been it. I mean, it's like I always get this idea that I'm going to play so many games, but I end up always playing a few a lot. Like a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just end up getting into that one game and you just keep playing it.
Yeah, you find that one game where you can actually keep going without actually losing yourself too much.
Yeah. Because that's pretty easy when you're playing for 24 hours. Just saying. Okay, so, Wayne, since you actually have a list there, and that's probably the book of what you played.
Actually, yes. So, it took us 2 hours to get through Metal Slug 3.
How long it took? Damn.
Wait, how long?
Two hours.
Oh, that's when I get my...
Hey, man. Well, I was doing good.
We did play it. Play through it once, died, and then played through it.
Oh, yeah, and then we just, like, decided to allow unlimited continues. Yeah, so it probably would have taken us about an hour and 40 minutes, realistically.
It didn't break it up too well for me here, but I've actually, since the first, I played over 29 hours of LEGO Marvel Super Heroes.
God.
So I know the bulk of that was on Extra Life.
I hope so.
Let's see, I did a little bit of Serious Sam, probably about 30 minutes or so, Serious Sam 3, just because I wasn't waking up to really do any good there. About 24 minutes of Defense Grid. I basically started one map, and I was like, you know what, this is too much of my brain right now.
Dude, I saw you, like, booted up that game, and I swear, like, I looked at you, like, minutes later, and it hadn't changed at all. It's like you kept, it's like you were looking at having a staring contest at the TV.
You didn't even blink, fool.
Yeah, you weren't even doing anything.
Well, you gotta remember, it's a strategy game, you gotta figure things out, and I just, you know, wasn't able to do it too well.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you, man, you're pretty brave, or stupid, yeah. To try this out, because
yeah,
you gotta go with stuff that's mostly, like, done on instinct.
See, I was doing that one at 3:35 in the morning.
Yeah, that's not too smart.
So, right? Yeah. After that, I got into Space Invaders Extreme, which I played 47 minutes of. I played a little bit of Bankshot Billiards there, probably about a half an hour. Then I jumped into the Forza Horizon for probably about about an hour there. 25 minutes in Texas Hold'em. 47 minutes of Bejeweled 2. And that's when I came back and they were playing on Bankshot Billiards for 2 hours.
That's awesome. It's almost it really doesn't describe people who are sleep deprived, because you're like, oh, I'm going to get this. It's like, yeah, how long did it take you to do that in there?
Right.
Way too long. I steal your gems.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I also played some Fragger on my phone, my Windows phone.
Gotta play something on that thing, it ain't much.
Quack, quack, quack.
Pocket pool.
Yeah.
No.
I hope not.
That one very,
not that
very,
day. not that day.
Awkward, that
yeah.
Day.
That could have been, yeah.
Like how he's like, that could have been. Doesn't necessarily mean it would be, it could have been. What a dick. So, well, that's pretty much it for you, isn't it? Damn it! That's all I got, you piece of thing.
I think so. I did. He did play some Pinball FX 2 as well, and I played more of that yesterday. I finally got the was able to play the new Star Wars tables, which are actually rather fun. So,
you know, that's pretty cool.
Oh. Well, for me during we talk about these guys during Extra Life. I was playing.
Puzzle question.
Screw you, George. Yes.
Marvel Puzzle Quest. I've been playing that the whole time too as well. We're just leveling up our crap and whatnot. Once I got to Salt Mines, I was the first one to get there. Casey set up his PlayStation 2 with his old school with an old school Tekken Tag arcade stick, and he got Phillips arcade stick as well. So we started to do a first attempt on CBS2 until George showed up, and then we went to pretty much I beat him 7-1. 7-1. It was pretty quick. And then after that, I started playing Marvel's Capcom 2. And then, you know, people started coming in. I went, like, last time I saw, I was like 37-2.
That's pretty
good. Marvel 2.
Yeah, the good old days of Marvel 2.
I was like, dude, you're too fast. I'm like,
hey, it felt like it was too fast, man.
I know.
Compared to Marvel 3, it freaking feels like I'm on speed. It really does.
Dude, everyone's like, dude, how do you even shout out to Jonathan? He asked me, so this is how you play Magneto? So, dude, that's how we play Magneto. It's the same way you play him, except you have weird buttons.
Yeah. Right?
He was like, I'm trying to do the special to pop up. No, just hold down and high punch.
Yeah, down and hard punch. Not it. You don't have a launcher button.
I know. Retards.
Not here, you don't.
What else I played over there? I also played Marvel 2. I played Marvel 1. We also played Star Fox 2. That was unreleased. Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
We played Star Fox 2 our buddy Casey actually had or has. And I also played Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. I did a speed run on the Light World. It took me about less than an hour to actually get all three pendants and the Master Sword. Pretty fun.
That's pretty damn good.
Casey's like, dude, you're doing pretty quick. I'm like, dude, I'm just somewhat taking my time away.
Can't do it too quick.
I know. More Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah. I was like consistently booted up until like at one point I think I was just like out of healing tokens, and I didn't have many crystals left. I was like, ah, man.
Yeah, like, screw it.
I'm pretty much done.
We also played Killer Instinct for Nintendo.
Killer
Instinct. That was pretty fun.
What other Super Nintendo games? What other games? There was other stuff you played.
Dude, there's a whole lot more games that we played. I just can't remember right now, because we were just brain dead by, like, the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's always
rough. It's, you know, we don't mind doing it, but, man, it does take a toll on you.
Yeah.
We'll say that much.
What we didn't play, I'll let you know whatever I can remember.
Right? Whatever comes to mind at some point, which I'm pretty sure is a lot, but...
Yeah. Oh, I also played Super Mario World, Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, and Donkey Kong Country 1, 2, and 3.
Hells yeah.
Nice.
That's always good.
Yep. But I still like Part 2 better. Yeah. And all 3.
Country 2!
Alrighty.
So that's it for what we played. And honestly, since then, I mean, it's been Wormhole Puzzle Quest for me. I mean, it's... I will never say that after doing that we feel like not playing games, because that's a lie. That never happens. I always like playing my games and I continue playing them. So... since it has been... After that, we decided to take a little bit of a rest because you can only play for so long, and then it's like, ah, man. Gotta recharge. Have to recharge.
But we still play, though.
But we still play, though, because it's a lot of fun for us, so it doesn't freaking matter. Right now I'm getting upset because I'm running out of heal tokens.
And our buddy Connor O'Neill, Perma Vermin, he found a DJ Hero Plus controller for $8 for the Wii. Props,
you know,
buddy.
You know, at one point I think I found him for like 20-something bucks and I still didn't buy him. I think that was like a year ago. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't really that interested. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm still not a big fan of those games anyway, so.
Yeah, it can't buy me. Anyways, that being said, so how about we get a little bit into the news here real quick?
Hey, hold on, look at this. Wow. God of War tattoo on the dude's back.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Talk about dedication to that game. I would, but nah. No, that's
not that dedicated.
No. Yeah.
That's pretty nuts. Like, nope. Sorry, buddy.
Video game life or a job?
Maybe.
Both?
Nah, you can get away with having tattoos like that sometimes.
Yep.
So right off the bat here, one of those exclusive, elusive white box Xbox Ones went up on eBay.
Wait, a white one?
A white one.
Yeah, because that's what the ones that the employees weren't going to get, wasn't it?
Yeah, those only went out to employees and people involved in actually making the Xbox One, basically.
And they found out, oh, what a moron.
No, actually, it went up for a good reason. It actually went up online on eBay to raise money for charity.
Oh, okay. Understandable.
Yeah. So Microsoft actually gave it to the charity Games Aid based in UK. So it's now on eBay. The current asking price is about $26,000 in US.
Ugh.
Yeah.
A little bit too rich for my blood, I must say.
How much?
$26,000.
Uh-huh.
But it's good for charity, though.
Yeah, hey, you know what?
Great for charity.
Everything for the right cause. We just did something ourselves, and I'll never get tired of doing it because it's for the best of reasons.
There's always good reasons why.
And here's something you might want to be keeping an eye out for.
Another news? Oh, Microsoft is giving free downloads to Killer Instinct for the Xbox One.
To some people.
To some people. Not all.
It says that with high enough gamer score, but I'm just wondering what are they looking for exactly?
Yeah, I know, right?
High gamer score. I mean, I thought, well, Wayne's is pretty damn. What was yours, Wayne? Come on, make yourself feel better.
I don't remember anymore. What is it?
Enlarge your ego.
Is it 30-something?
No.
You're more than that, at least.
More than that, man. Mine's like 30-something.
I barely hit like 27 on mine.
41,888.
Screw you!
Yeah, it's like I think mine's barely like 30,000 somewhere.
And that's not including not even including the achievements I got on Saturday.
Jesus. Screw you.
Well, I have an excuse. I have.
So yeah, basically, Microsoft has confirmed that gamer score and the age of a user's Xbox One or Xbox Live account.
Someone's about to go to jail.
Are factors in whether they received the promotion.
So what factored in besides the... Oh, yeah, then the age of the account.
Uh-huh.
Mine's been there for, like, over 10 years.
I know, a lot of us have, so you never know. But, of course, they're obviously not going to sit there and give it to every single person that qualifies. They're going to, you know, randomly select, so...
But still, damn it.
All right. Check your spam button. Uh-huh.
You kidding me? I'm freaking... I as soon as I heard about that, I checked mine and nothing. And I was like, come on!
Same here. I'm like,
over 10 years? Over 30,000 gamer score? Come on, hook it up.
I'll check mine later.
Screw you, Wayne. Screw you and go to hell.
Well, I figure if Wayne doesn't get it, I won't get it.
I know, that's true.
Hey, Wayne, if you get it, give me the code. I know you're not going to use it.
Phil Spencer has come out in an interview stating that single-player gameplay remains a cornerstone of gaming and that they're very committed to offline single-player games on the Xbox One. We kind of knew that already, so.
Look, some people are still concerned that it won't work, if Xbox One won't work if it's offline. Yeah. And
too many people are reading those Sony blogs, I know.
Nah, people are just misinformed.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. But unless it comes from Sony, people are just misinformed.
Another thing that was actually brought out recently, let's see here, who was it that said that here? Yeah, it looks like, I think that was Spencer again. Yeah, Spencer again has come forward saying he's looking very forward to the what's going to go on with the new console with the launch, but he's not sure about developers taking full advantage of it right away, especially when it comes to the cloud computational. You actually have, the developers now have the ability to decide how much workload the Xbox One's going to do locally versus in the cloud.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
And if you do enough in the cloud, your Xbox One's going to be, you know, flying smoothly, and you're going to be able to do actually a lot more than you could have on the local side, so.
Yeah. Like, what, isn't there like a, doesn't Dead Rising 3 use it a little bit or something?
More than likely.
I thought it did.
Yeah.
So. Any console launch, they're not going to use everything to their full capabilities, but no. That cloud stuff is pretty exciting.
Now he's also saying he's excited about the virability, basically, of being able to share your game clips and so forth right away. I think that's going to be something that could be very, very fun, but I don't know how well that's going to, you know, really catch on as a viral thing, but it could.
Well, it definitely could. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
That's my view on it. Why not? Just saying. It's going to be really easy, and I'm really looking forward. And you know, like, there's going to be so much Call of Duty Ghost stuff going online like that.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
I've done my share of a few in the past, but, you know.
A few? Right.
Yeah, sure.
I think I won't die.
Yeah, a few. Because like, we've only played a little bit of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
We only played for like 5 minutes, and then we haven't played for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that I'm like trying to like time my breaks and stuff around the game. So I'm like,
nice.
I'm like, you know, when you have to go to take your bathroom break, I'm hoping it's the right time.
So Call of Duty Ghosts just came out. The three of us aren't going to pick it up right away on 360 because we're going to get it on the Xbox One.
2 weeks, buddy!
Yeah, buddy!
I don't mind the wait, so... Although I got enough printed on my account to buy it digitally, but, you know...
I have a hard copy.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I can get it on 360 right now, but, you know, just saying.
Hard copy, Xbox One. Thank you, gracias, have a good day.
Something interesting here is actually that something's coming forward about the animation in the game. A cutscene early on in the game actually is almost spot on, dead on for a scene from the ending of Modern Warfare 2.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that.
So, Activision hasn't come forward and said anything about that yet, nor has Infinity Ward, but I'm assuming it was just kind of like either a, you know, something that was kind of a nod to the early game, or it was just something in, you know, aftershot, you know.
Or just aftershot. Skip.
Yeah. Who knows? It's not that big of a deal, really, as long as, you know, the game is actually truly unique. It's all that really matters.
I think that's pretty cool, to be honest with you. I wouldn't really complain about that.
Yeah. And we got a couple things here about Blockbuster. Poor old Blockbuster.
Everybody bow down your heads and moan of silence.
You know, it seems like to me in the last, 5 years or so, every time I go by a Blockbuster, it's like, it always feels like such the most ghettoest place.
Well, the ones that are left, I wouldn't say they're exactly enough. The high-scale neighborhoods are, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, Blockbuster has announced that they will be shutting down retail stores, distribution centers, and their email or by mail service. The brand itself will stay around with Dish. They'll keep the Blockbuster brand.
Wayne!
Damn, bro, come on.
Along with key assets like their video library and, you know, Blockbuster On Demand at Home services. So those will stay around for a while at least.
Well, the Blockbuster name will remain, but Blockbuster as a whole, as a retailer, in the U.S. at least, is going to go the way of the dodo.
Same thing in the U.K.
What's that?
In the U.K.
They're going away. All over. Period. Mm. However, in the U.K., Blockbuster has actually come forward and said, hey, you know what? I know we took a lot of pre-orders for the Xbox One. I know we took a lot of pre-orders for the PS4. We're going to make sure you guys get your console. We're going to help you out here. So just fill out this form by the 7th, and we'll pass the information on to Microsoft and on to Sony Distribution Center, and they will contact you as to arrange payment and delivery for your new console.
That's pretty awesome.
At least they're keeping the word, thank God.
Yeah. It's all about, in the end, it's all about customer service.
Which is actually kind of interesting, because they actually get to buy the console directly from Microsoft or through Sony's fulfillment partner. So,
Well, I'm looking forward to the Xbox One launch party over at
Microsoft Store. That would be
That's gonna be. I have a feeling that's just gonna be epic. And that, apparently, they've already got Xbox Ones out now, so you can come down and just play with it and see what you like.
GameStop already has them. A friend of mine that works there, play it.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Control is pretty damn awesome.
Same way too with the. Actually, no. I was thinking of the PlayStation 4. My bad.
Well, we did get to play the Xbox One.
Yes.
With Call of Duty Ghosts, we did some multiplayer with that. What, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, two weeks ago.
Yep, and it was pretty epic.
There's a lot of great features in the multiplayer on Ghosts.
I think the level of customization to me is pretty freaking
top
insane.
Top notch.
5 minutes until the next lightning round.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to play so I can let him heal and crap. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Other news, Microsoft has confirmed now and actually demonstrated how the Xbox One can scan your codes using the Kinect camera. So that way you don't have to sit there and type in your new download code or your gift card code. You can just, hold it up and it'll read it and input it for you.
Something so simple, but come on, it's about damn time. I had to put in a code today. And I'm thinking to myself, really? I have to freaking type this stupid code in here using a gamepad? It's freaking 2013. Why am I doing this crap?
We have to do it on our phone still.
Well, that's true. I should have just done it on a smart glass. I need to load that on my phone. Thanks for the reminder.
Actually, will a smart glass do that?
Yes, but you can use it to control the keyboard.
Ha! Oh. Screw you, Venom!
Yeah.
Right?
Go, Venom.
Shut up.
Venom is actually, at least the Venom that's there is really low level.
Yes, for now.
Just saying.
On the other side of the scale here, Battlefield 4 will feature head tracking.
For what?
So, basically how this is going to work, the camera will be used for, say, you'll keep track of your head movements for things like leaning over, peeking around corners. It'll also use voice commands. So basically they did a demo where the Kinect would actually see where the player was seated and then track their head movements, which would correspond to the character being able to lean around corners in game.
Huh.
I can see that being beneficial, but at the same time, that's a lot of moving your head.
Well, they're trying to explore the possibilities of the new consoles.
Yeah.
They might as well do something.
Yeah. In terms of the voice commands, Battlefield 4 and Xbox One allow players to call for a medic, request or cancel a request for ammo, or let their squad mates know they need a ride using the voice recognition. So,
give me a ride, ho!
No.
Well, damn.
Yeah. And then there's something that Square Enix was saying here. Something about the reboot of Final Fantasy has already surpassed the company's previous entry in the series.
Final Fantasy 14. I heard that the reboot was, once the first launch was horrific from what I read, but the new version is really good. I actually was really tempted to pick it up.
Yeah, over 600,000 active subscribers, more active players than the previous one had at its peak, too.
Final Fantasy 11, Wade, you can read that, right? It's Roman numeral, it's not that complicated.
Yeah, I know.
But still, I was really tempted, and then I started to think, why am I being a dumbass? Because I barely have enough time to do what I want to do now as is. Let me add an MMO to my mix. That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
That's when I just won't come out of the house. But meh. I'm glad, and it said it was doing really well, and I honestly would like to play it at one point. But then again, there's a lot of things I want to play right now that I haven't due to lack of time. So, meh. But still, that's it for this week as far as that goes.
Actually, there's one other thing here.
Oh god, what is this?
This is actually official. Internet Explorer has been turned into an anime character.
What?
Wait, yes. Internet Explorer?
Yes.
Go up, I want to see this. It's like a ripoff of Sailor Moon, really?
It does look like Sailor Moon, exactly like it. It does. Wayne, you've never seen Sailor Moon, probably, I'm guessing, but...
Virgin.
I know enough about it, yeah.
Bullshit.
It's not a Sailor Moon. That looks like Sailor Moon.
But basically, you'll be able to download the character's name is Inori.
Uh-huh.
Inori Azawa. You'll be able to download a version of Internet Explorer featuring, that version, Inori version.
The annoying version?
Right?
Right? To...
Yeah. That'll be available soon, and if you want to preview it, there actually is a link you can actually get to if you want to head to their Facebook page, which is Inori Awaza, the community fan page about an explorer. They even have their own cosplayer cosplaying it up already.
Of course.
So, it's kind of a interesting thing, but this is actually legit. So.
Wow. I love the world because of little things like that.
This is actually put out by the Internet Explorer team.
Yay! It's good to know that they're using their time efficiently.
Well, I mean, it's actually not a bad idea to try to bring in advertisement, you know.
That's true. Well, they gotta get something, because as far as browser wars go, they keep losing more and more every year, so...
Which is actually surprising, because if you actually have taken a look at Explorer 11, it actually does it actually works really well now.
Well, that's nice, but I've been using Chrome for too long, so... Man.
Yeah, I've been using Chrome. Firefox
it's
for too
like,
long.
It's like so tied to everything that I do, like, why would I switch at this point?
Yeah, exactly.
Although I'm getting close to the point of installing Windows 8.1 on my computer, because I haven't done a reinstall of Windows in like 2 years. So it's starting to bog down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you piece of crap. All right, well, that's it for this week. So technically, I want to shout outs to Jesse, Mimi. They were at Onicon this weekend in
Lots
Hawaii.
Of pictures been posted.
Pictures have been posted, so thank you everyone who liked them and shared them. We've obviously been very busy this last weekend. But I think with Extra Life and with that, con season for 2013 is finished. It's done.
I think so.
To my knowledge. I don't think there's anything left.
Until something else comes up.
Until something else random pops up and we're like, oh, hey, we're going to go here. But major cons are done.
Yep.
So now we wait again for the reboot in January. It's CES.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm actually going this time without leaving George behind and... So we actually have to find either a babysitter for when George and I go out, or two, leave him as a guard dog in our hotel room.
Man, why'd it have to be until now when I'm getting really like close to potentially being engaged? Damn it.
My bad.
More fun for us.
What?
Okay, how about this? We will be like your wingman, okay? We'll be your wingman.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I will lose credibility. I will lose credibility whenever that happens.
I thought that, at least for me, it worked a couple of times. The whole, like, hey, I'm from San Diego. That still works.
I look Hawaiian, so I'm going to say I'm from Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go. See? So maybe. Maybe there's hope for you yet, buddy.
Yeah, there's my friend Wayne. He's from the South. He doesn't like...
Yeah, that'll go well.
Sorry, Wayne.
I'll get him something, but I don't think it'll be a date. But of course we're excited because tomorrow Thor the Dark World comes out.
Oh,
midnight.
Yeah.
It's our midnight launch.
I am stoked, but I'm not going to watch it until Saturday.
I am stoked. I'm watching it tomorrow at midnight.
Yep.
Kablammy. So thank you everybody again for all your support.
Actually, here's a mental note. Call of Duty Ghost makes $1 billion in the first day of sales. Good lord.
Yeah.
How long did it take a GTA 5 to do that? Was it 2 days?
2 days.
Jesus.
Ha! Holy cow brains.
Yeah, well, regardless, thank you everybody for all your support again throughout the cons, for Extra Life.
Especially Extra Life.
For everything. I mean, we're so proud to be part of that every year. We're going to continue doing that every year. No matter where we are or what we're doing. So thank you again for that. We really, really appreciate it because it always feels so good to use our beloved hobby to help those in need. Especially those like kids who need it. So thank you very much for that. Keep checking back on the main website at 42shotsofgeek.com. Like us on Facebook, share it, spread the word.
Spread the love.
Indeed. We keep checking back. So bring you the future. 8 bits at a time.
See us!
See what I did there?